Brad is online. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
I am, and how are you today?
I am younger today. Yes.
Yes.
And it feels good. It feels really good. So I love part six. You're getting down to some meat here, and I love evidence. You know, it tends to take the discussion out of the theory realm and bring it into the reality.
Ah.
Very difficult to argue with physical evidence. Although,
you know what? I have to interrupt you because it dawned on me just now. I had one of the things I wanted to insert in that article was something about belief, and I got all hung up because you've been chastening me about using whatever that guy's name was, the neurosurgeon that ran a mile under 4 minutes, and you told me never to mention it again. And I'm only mentioning it now in passing. But Jesus said, even if somebody were raised from the dead, they wouldn't believe. And he was talking about the religious, you know.
Mm.
So, his day, pretty interesting.
Sure, sure. Actually, I remember having a conversation once with a gentleman from a particular faith. I believe it was the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I told him that I'd been healed of Crohn's disease, and he spent a lot of time trying to convince me that I wasn't healed and that the disease was merely in remission. And I think that was 15 years ago. I'm sorry,
I interrupted you. You just talk about denial. People just have to fit everything into their belief system.
Yeah, and his box seemed pretty small when it came to some form of healing. Even for me, you know, typically, Jehovah's Witnesses that I've encountered that we have any form of spiritual or religious conversation, they'll stick to the conversation for a very long time. They won't quit. Kept saying, but I'm healed. I used to get sick all the time, and once a month, and I haven't been sick for 3 years. He left. He got tired of it. So I wonder if the people that are around you are going to get tired of seeing how young you're getting. They'll leave. Look, I'm sorry. That's not a threat. Hey, one of the first things you say is, why on earth would Ryan Bruce, publisher of Brad Cullen Books, put up these articles on reversing the process of aging? It sounds bizarre. Well, I don't want anybody to think that I am bizarre, but I guess in this instance, I am. Because I believe anything's possible. And because I believe anything's possible, when I was looking at you in my screen window, I was noticing that you had gray hair. And I'd never noticed that before. I mean, we've been friends for many years, but it's never dawned on me that you're a white man and that you have gray hair. I don't see in that box, so to speak. And after our discussion on living forever, I kind of went, well, wait a second. How can you live forever if your body bags still die? And it dawned on me that there must be something wrong. And hence our conversation began, and here we are today. So that's why. Because something twigged in me that it didn't balance. If I believe that we're going to live forever, then why is the picture that I see not matching that belief? It should be. There should be a match. And so we're on our way now to creating that reality, making that match work properly. So that's my answer to why. Let's move on to your lack of belief in the Bible.
What?
Man, talk about throwing the bathwater out with the, or sorry, the baby out with the bathwater. You don't believe the Bible?
I didn't say that. That guy said it. And I said, I don't believe it the way he interpreted it. I thought we were having a discussion about a particular passage. We were having a disagreement, and he said, well, if you don't believe the Bible, I said, whoa, what do you mean? I said, I believe the translation I'm saying is correct, and I also believe my interpretation of it is correct. And he repeated about three times, well, if you don't believe the Bible, you're not going to believe me. So I thought, good grief. So all I'm saying in the article is there, and why, and here we are just subject to one another's whims as far as translation is concerned, and it's, I wish I'd said, no, I don't believe the Bible the way you translate it, you know, and that's all.
Well, it seems that there are two big houses, and then they subdivide under that. And that those are that the Bible is a figurative document, and then there's those who believe that it's a literal document. And they take everything that's contained within and apply it literally. To the point where I've had some Protestants tell me that the earth is only 5,000 years old, and they insist upon it. Even though scientific evidence has shown over and over and over again that this rock is a billions of years old, not thousands.
Well, not only that, but I think the Bible verifies that. There's room in the Bible for billions of years.
Well, sure there is. And I never read anywhere it's saying that it was 5,000, but because people are reading literally that the earth and the heavens took 7 days, those first 7 days are the beginning of all time. And then they take atoms and they stack on Adam and his children and on it goes, and then the flood, and they do a chronological chart. And dinosaurs don't fit in there. Somebody once said that recently, actually it was a Christian friend of mine, he told me that he had seen a video where they came up with this ridiculous story that dinosaurs were around 5,000 years ago, and they were searching for food, and they dug really deep, and they dug so deep they couldn't get out, and therefore were buried under a lot of dirt. Oh, that's really stretching.
You know, Ryan, I shouldn't have even mentioned it, because why get into those crazy kinds of conversations? You know, they are pointless, they're meaningless, and I think in the article somewhere, yeah, I know I did. Why I quoted one of my favorite quotes of Jesus. You pour over the scriptures because you think that in them you'll find eternal life. And all the time they point to me, they bring their testimony about me, but you refuse to come to me to get that life. And anytime you want to see a dead church with no life, then you want to see one that says, it's a Bible church. You know, it's worse than that. So.
Well, it gets down to the personal level too, right? On a personal level, people say or choose as their reference for everything that's happening in their life a scripture. Right. It is the only truth.
But what's interesting to me, and this was a case in point with the conversation, what was interesting to me was the guy was shutting out life now, if you know what I mean, you know, in order to argue his ridiculous thesis. But why get into it? Who cares?
Right.
It's a big book, and you can make anything out of it you want to make out of it.
It's true. So we're taking the pieces and parts of it that we like, and he's taking the pieces and parts that he likes.
Exactly. That's fine.
So then there is no unifying principle, is that what you're saying?
Sure there is. But it's to whom the Bible, if it does, and I believe it does, points to as a person, but not to the words in the Bible.
Right. And so therefore you should go to the person and not the Bible.
There you go.
Pretty simple, right? Physical changes in you, my friend. Black hairs in your mostly all-white beard. It's funny that you would say mostly all-white beard, because it looks all-white.
Yeah, and it has for many years. I was really startled. That the first time I noticed it was before. I go, what? There used to be a few every now and then, you know, a year, but that's at least 20 years ago. First time. I've known you for, what, 12, 14 years? Oh, my God.
12.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed any black in my hairs or my beard at all in those 12 years?
Never. No. Never, never. No. As a matter of fact, I remember one person suggesting that you dyed it white. I think they were just jealous of your white beard. That's because theirs was black and white. Anyway, enough of that. That's another story and not really important. Black hairs, physical evidence. Now, to me, physical evidence typically overcomes the naysayers, for the most part, but not everyone is overcome by physical evidence. For example, our recent conversation in this podcast about dinosaurs. You know, how much scientific information do you need before you get with the program that the Earth is billions of years old?
A really interesting thing, I was overhearing a conversation just a week or so ago between a couple of young men, they couldn't have been more in their 30s, trying to convince another young man that the whole thing of space travel was a hoax, and that their phone made up phony pictures and all this kind of junk, and we'd never been to the moon. Yeah, as Jesus said, you know, even if somebody rose from the dead, they wouldn't believe. Leave it at that.
Right. So once all your hairs are particularly black, actually, you know what it would take probably is for you to act, no. Even if you grew your hair back, people would still say, oh, it's just a hair transplant.
Oh, no. Or, you know, it's just a natural phenomenon. Okay, so, yeah. We're not claiming anything.
Right. So the destruction of these body bags we occupy is the goal of the chief ruling angel. And you say that his job is to separate us from our true spirit parent source. And the ways he does this are myriad. And I know you end it at that point and you say, that's all I'm going to say at this moment. But we've talked about a few ways. What are the few ways that he does that we've talked about that you can talk about? Last podcast was about spirits.
I've had several interesting emails in the last few days about people who are really coming around to somebody sent me a YouTube of some professor some college, I don't know, like Dartmouth or something or other, who had a whole thing on, and even called them spirit agents. It appears that we have agents, and this guy's a secular, he's a scientist. He says, you know, I have to come to the conclusion that because there's so much in every religious history, there's so much parallel. And where he was coming from was about the intermarrying of angelic beings. And it's in the Sumerian scriptures, it's in Hindu references, as well as in Hebrew references of these beings that were spiritual beings that intermarried with human beings and created giants. And it was a very interesting show.
In Greek mythology as well.
Sure.
Zeus fathered many children.
Yep. That was when he brought up. He raised that one as well. And, of course, the interviewer was, wow, really? What's amazing to me is most Christians don't.
They don't believe in spirit agents?
No. Or if they do, they don't want to talk about it.
Hmm. Okay. I think that's more appropriate. They don't want to talk about it. It's a very uncomfortable subject. Even in my house, it's an uncomfortable subject. Well, and I'm not quite sure why.
Mine as well.
So why do you think that is? Why are people so hesitant or uncomfortable to have those discussions?
If you don't think about it, or if you don't talk about it, then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to think about the implications. We're back to taking responsibility for everything.
Sure.
And, you know, what Jesus said is that we had the ability to overcome all the works of the enemy and the enemy's agents. But unless you understand and know what it is, you're a victim. Oh, poor me, you know. I have this and that and this and that, and you know, you don't want to face up to the fact that you're choosing something that is coming on you because it has permission to. That's a rough statement. But it's true.
Well, how can we soften that statement to make it more palatable? Because I think it's an important part of what we're doing here. You know, most people, I don't believe, are caught or snared by the spirit of aging. But they will be as soon as they try to break apart.
Well, yes. You go back to your conversation about the religious person that wanted to take you on about that you weren't healed. You know, you've been healed from Crohn's disease for 3 years, and this character wanted to prove to you from the Bible, I guess, that you couldn't be healed, and it was, you know, I mean, what nonsense.
It is nonsense.
We're looked upon as, by some, as the fringe lunatic, you know.
I guess I do know I am, yeah, and I don't typically have conversations like this with many people. You know, maybe that's because most of my friends are Christians. Maybe if I got some Hindu friends that they'd have conversations like that.
I have never found anybody of any religious ilk that is willing to have a conversation about anything that's threatening to them. And that's threatening because it's unknown. It's that weird, scare. You know, it's like people will talk about ghosts, for an example. You know, I mean, oh, we can't talk about that. Why? Why can't you talk about it? You ever seen one? Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like you shared on a podcast the first time you saw evidence of a demonic being present. You wanted to run out of the room.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I'm telling you, man. It didn't look good to me.
Me too.
I didn't want that thing on me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we need to be more understanding and more realizing we came from the same place. Who in hell are we to say that, you know, well, we're not afraid. Why are people afraid? Why were we afraid? You know?
It's a frightening thing to see.
Yeah, it is. Understand your authority in the midst of one of them saying he's going to kill you. Until you understand your authority, you remain afraid.
Yeah.
But when you begin to understand your authority and you exercise it and realize how much spiritual power you have over them in every arena, then fear is gone. But until that time, yeah, you're afraid. Good night. Why on earth should I be impatient with anybody who has fear of such things? That's ridiculous. You are permitted, you have permission to chasten me for that, Mr. Bruce.
I probably won't.
Oh, okay.
Although I rarely miss an opportunity to chasten you, you know. I agree with what you're saying. So the myriad of ways, and you end off saying that's all that you're supposed to say at this moment, which leads me to think that there's more to say. And
oh, gosh. I wanted to go on. You know me. I wanted to go on for pages. It started flowing, and I wanted it, and I was told no. That was it.
That's it? Does that mean you're going to end here? Like, sorry, I'm not satisfied.
No. I just don't know where it's going next. That's all.
Oh, okay. And so you're not allowed to talk about the myriad ways?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just was told to stop writing.
Okay.
Maybe.
So we talked about one way, and that's through spirit aging. What's another way, then?
Well, you know what? I would really rather we just left that for the next article and the next podcast. I'm not uncomfortable about it. It just seems right to me to let it go.
Then I'm just going to say thank you very much, Brad. I appreciate your time on the call. And I'm glad to see that you're getting younger, and I hope your energy level keeps getting bigger and bigger and better and better.
You mean as I continue getting better looking, huh?
Well, I could care less how good looking you are. But I would like to see you live a long time, so keep going on that one.
Hey, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Love you, buddy.
Ryan, the next one is coming up. But I'd sure like to see the last one.
You know I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah, I know. Here, why don't you edit this out, too?
Okay, done.